The Speaking Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Flemington Car and Truck Country. Best car buying experience ever online at Flemington.com. Award-winning House of Cupcakes, HouseofCupcakes.com, and Casa Gennaro's. Reservations, call 609-683-1212.
And we are back. Welcome back to Speaking Podcast. I think as I say that, every time we do it, I want to say Speaking Millennial.
Right.
And even on the sheets, it says Speaking Millennial.
Remember when we had the Millens?
Remember the Millens?
How will we
By the way,
that?
I'm Bill Spadia here with Jessica Gibson and Jay Black.
Remember when we said it was the first annual Millens? That was very ambitious.
Did we only do one Millens?
We only did one.
Yeah.
I wore a tux.
Yes, you did. We got to get mileage out of a tux. You can't just buy it.
I have literally scheduled my appearances based on the fact that I have a tux.
Yeah.
And you look for any appearances tux, that you can't
totally
wear
do.
The tux yet.
This Martocci thing with the Sopranos. Tux. I'm like, hey, so what should I wear? They're like, oh, I don't know. I'm like,
well, tux?
What if I wear a tux? Is that all right?
I haven't dry cleaned it yet.
Like, how about a tux?
I think you won't wear where.
Like, all right.
Yeah.
So now some of the other guys wear a tux. But they get a little fancier than me.
They get
like
frills.
Martocci has these shoes. They must have cost him a fortune. They've got red soles. Wow. I like them, though.
Does Louis Vuitton make men's shoes?
I'll bet they're Louis. I bet they do.
Louboutins.
I bet they do.
Those are the same kind of shoes.
Chris Louboutin?
Christian Louboutin, and then like Louis Vuitton.
It's gotta
is
be
not the same.
I am now going to ask the awkward question on Saturday night. Who makes your shoes?
Louboutin.
I will find
who
out.
Who makes your shoes?
Who? Who are you wearing?
Who are you wearing?
Who are you wearing?
That's right.
Shoes are very important, by the way.
Nah.
No, they really are. Shoes are critical.
Well, like running shoes, like walking around shoes.
No, all shoes are important.
Nah.
Look, are you wearing shoes or flip-flops?
Flip-flops.
Terrible for your feet.
Really?
Yeah, I wear them all the time. But apparently they're not good for you.
Better than heels?
I read a blog.
Do you wear high heels a lot?
I don't wear high heels. I'm guessing.
Not great for your feet.
They're worse. Yeah, I'm guessing.
What about lizard skin cowboy boots? Because that's basically all I wear.
That's pretty much what you wear.
Wait, what blog did you read? Because everyone's wearing those Birkenstocks now.
I think they're okay. Because
really?
I think they build in a sole for them. Most flip-flops are...
Hippies don't have soles.
I wear Reef. That's a good brand, I think.
For flip-flops.
Yeah.
Yeah,
these
are squishy.
For 3 years.
Right. I don't wear flip-flops. I have ugly feet. I'm saving the world a favor. You don't want to see my feet.
Are your hands healing?
Yes and no. I have cream for them now, so they're getting
What's
a little
wrong
bit
with
better. I have an autoimmune thing that's brought on by stress, where I get like... psoriasis on my fingers.
Well, let's see. You fast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you've stressed your body out for the past 70-some hours.
Right? You're in a state of stress. Last week, we talked about the end of your fast.
Right.
It was very entertaining.
Yeah, I was living it up with my bag of almonds.
And the word doobie.
No, not doobie. Duty.
Doobie is pot. Right?
Pot. Right. That's
is that what the Doobie Brothers, is that all about that? Or no?
Yeah. Welcome to 1977,
I just
Bill.
Had a flashback.
Do you remember
what
when
happened?
Rerun was hired?
Remember Rerun.
Rerun hired illegally record the Doobie Brother concert on What's Happening until
his
dancing.
On like a boombox or something, right?
Yeah.
But
he was a big tape recorder.
He was the big fat
guy. He had an overcoat on. But then the Doobie Brothers music was so powerful, he started to dance.
Are you surprised that I don't remember that?
No, thank God you don't remember that.
Yeah.
What about What's Happening Now, the 1980s revival?
I don't think even like TV Land. Like, no. I don't know what, right?
I started watching Stranger Things, and they say, like, Dinkus a lot.
Dinkus?
Dinkus.
I don't know if we said that a lot in the 80s.
I don't remember that word.
No.
No.
I don't get Stranger Things. Am I the only one?
I like it. It's like a good throwback to, like, Goonies and Spielberg
never
movies.
Never saw Goonies.
You never saw Goonies?
Never saw Goonies.
Oh, wow. I'm surprised because, as you
never
know.
Never saw Forrest Gump.
As you know, Chunk from Goonies is now one of our ambassadors. So I don't know if you know this.
I should probably know
Yeah,
that.
You should probably be aware.
No, wait, did you ever see Forrest Gump?
Yeah, but didn't you do like a movies and a dinner?
Podcast
on Forrest Gump?
No, I talked about Forrest Gump as I believe it is right-wing propaganda.
So you haven't done...
Thank you, though.
Podcast on it.
For remembering.
What?
Movie and dinner.
Movie and dinner.
I was trying to remember it.
Right?
I wasn't sure if I was saying it right.
It's a real pet peeve.
Movies and dinner.
Everybody goes dinner and a movie, and I'm like, that is the worst thing ever. This is a culture that values...
I totally have
entertainment over food.
You know what I like to do?
You do dinner, then movie?
Yeah, you go dinner at 7-ish, and then movie...
Never do
movie,
that.
Ideally...
My whole life, literally.
If you still want to go out after.
Ideally, I
no,
do...
I think you do movie, dinner... Then you go out after.
No, you do.
That's when you have a babysitter. And
you do dinner.
All right.
You do dinner during the movie. You eat nachos.
Hate that.
And popcorn.
Don't like to eat during a
like
movie.
Like an adult.
Don't play teeth during the movie.
Yeah.
Because I feel like on the big crunch of the popcorn, that's the silence. Right. And all I can hear is myself chewing it.
By the way, when I went to go see, what do you call it? The Spielberg movie, Saving Private Ryan.
Great movie.
So we're watching Saving Private Ryan, and it is like the aftermath of the D-Day scene.
And you're just munching popcorn.
Well, no, not me. The guy in front of me decides he's going to open up his Raisinettes.
So he's like shaking them.
And he didn't want to do it like where you rip it all at once. So he decided he would do like the little crinkle, you know, like the shrink wrap. So it's like, here's Tom Hanks walking around the literal
carnage,
dead bodies, smoke rising in here. Crinkle, crinkle, crinkle.
That's awful.
And I was like, you know what? Part of me thought it was awful, but part of me was like, that's what he fought for. So that we could eat Raisinettes in a movie theater.
I would love Raisinettes more if it were dark chocolate.
Oh, so what do you call it? Do you like...
I'm not a huge milk chocolate.
I didn't know it wasn't milk chocolate.
Do you like snow caps? Snow caps? That was my mom's favorite. Non-Pariels.
Yeah, that's what I thought they were called.
I do like snow caps. Yeah. No, the Raisinettes, the covered raisin, but it's milk chocolate.
Right. By the way, have you ever had a Pirell? What the hell is a Pirell?
I don't know what a Pirell is.
I've only ever had non-Pariels.
No.
The big ones. Remember
what do you bake
ones?
With those?
What is that?
What do you bake with those?
With Pariels?
Yes.
I guess you can bake with them.
You can only bake with non-Pariels, Bill.
But what's it? Is there a Pariel? There must be.
It's been a week and you haven't brought us our caramel cookies yet.
I'm sorry.
What the hell, Jay?
You know what?
You're off the fast, for God's sake.
I was so lightheaded from the fast.
Do your duty.
Duty. I've said this before and I'll say it again. We need to find a new word for soldiers and police officers who have fallen in the line of duty.
Oh my God. Is that why were you guys talking about this earlier?
Yeah.
Because this is how it happened.
Because it's a solemn
and then,
thing.
Then we got into the Elvis thing and I'm not over that.
It's a solemn thing and duty.
But maybe we just change the slang reference for duty.
Now it'll never work. It'll never work.
It'll never go away.
Why is that?
The second you try to change it, we'll all double down on it. And you know you will.
I am such a contrarian. Right. I'm doing it right now.
The second there was a national decree, hey, everybody, we're saying duty too much. From now on, it's just going to be bowel movement. You're going to have your show called It's the Bill Spadia Duty Hour here at NJ 101.5.
Right.
So what you got to do is you got to say...
That's more of a me problem.
Right, but you got to say to all you can say to the military, hey, from now on, he fell in the line of service because service is not a synonym for going poopy in a potty.
So when is the podcast going to drop on this?
A week from tomorrow.
2 weeks.
The fasting podcast.
The fasting podcast was last week.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wait, what?
Well, no.
Are we now?
The YouTube video.
The YouTube video will get there as soon as Jim gets done editing it. Oh. So I've been sending him, he's on vacation until Thursday, but I've been sending him videos along the way, one of which was me shirtless because I wanted to do a before and after shirtless.
So, all right.
So it should hopefully be out by now.
So question.
Okay.
So we don't need to record a podcast tomorrow because you are just going to record Here I Am on hour 72.
On the YouTube channel, yeah, but we can still do a podcast.
All right,
if you want. And then, by the way, this podcast is last week. I think I need Jessica as the foil on this,
like to be the witness, because if it's just me and Jay talking about his 72 hours,
I want to watch the YouTube.
You have
video.
To be involved in this, so right. I think we need to do a call.
Right, and after this, Bill, I need you to film me to get an update for the YouTube channel as well.
Film him shirtless after this,
Jessica. I think you want to remain heterosexual, and that's not going to happen if you see my naked body.
I was not offering my services.
No. I have converted many women into lesbianism at just the sight of my nipples.
I find it fascinating that we could go... I don't even know where we started, actually.
Neither do I, Bill.
I remember duty, and then all of a sudden it was lesbians.
Duty to lesbians.
How did that happen?
Of my favorite things.
Weren't we going to talk about Forrest Gump for some reason?
Forrest Gump is right-wing propaganda.
Why haven't you watched it?
I can't get through.
Is it like you don't want to watch it at this point? Like it's a thing?
Yes. I'm bored.
Bill,
I started it and I got bored. I get distracted. There are certain movies I can't watch.
I've definitely like just only watched it 3 times in a row with like doing my laundry like over the year. Like I've never actually sat down and looked at it, but I have...
You've at least seen it.
So listen up,
it's
everybody.
It's not bad. I would recommend it.
Like The Godfather.
Right.
If I hear part of it, I'm sucked in.
Really?
And I'll watch the whole thing. If I hear Jaws, sucked in.
I want to watch Always Be Closing, Glenn Gary.
Oh, that's great. Glenn Gary, Glenn Ross is great.
Is it good, though?
Oh, my God. Is it, you know what?
Quotes are good.
No, it's good.
That one scene is good.
I would say it's great. The whole thing is really good.
Is it only for
because
guys?
Because... No, I don't think so. It's the acting that's good.
Yeah, there's no girls in it.
There are no women in it.
Well, I was watching The Bachelor in Paradise last night, and this guy came out. He's like, ABC, always be... His name was Cam. He's like, always be Cam. And everyone's like, that's not cool, dude. And I was like, I thought that was a good movie.
It is a good movie. But he took that movie and made it terrible by trying to put his own spin on it.
Who's
you guys don't watch The Bachelor in Paradise?
I don't even know what that
means. I'm a man.
That's on television?
The Bachelorette?
Yeah. What is it?
No. Nothing?
Never.
It's not on in your house.
No, never.
I don't think so.
Oh.
No.
Maybe now that I'm fasting, I'll be into it.
The TV is typically not on. That's the problem.
Oh, my wife always has the TV on. I'm not a TV person, but my wife has it on all the time.
I
like the noise.
We have background TV when people are over.
Oh, so you don't have to listen. If we start talking about something, you're bored.
I can turn it.
Yeah,
that's what I do.
It's a way to do it.
No, but background TV is
good. Is that The Godfather?
So it's either sports or Shark Week.
Right.
Yeah. Did you watch Shark Week?
No.
This is a great movie.
It sucks you in, though. What, Jaws?
Yes. No, it was called Capsized, Blood in the Water. Mm-hmm. You have to watch it.
Is I'm it not even kidding. Is it a TV movie?
Yes, it's great. No, I'm telling you. Five people, they go out on a sailboat, and they make some stupid decisions, and the boat capsizes.
Mm-hmm.
They are stuck for like 100 hours on this boat, and it's only five people on the boat.
Mm-hmm.
That is a hard movie to make, because you have to have good writing, you have to have decent acting.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Absolutely.
You're about to make a snarky, fast-driven comment.
I had a pun that won't get a laugh, but I'm very proud of it.
You've already laughed so much in your head, you've gotten a full audience worth of laughter.
Because I'll preface
see him,
this.
He's like, the whole time I'm talking, he's like, smiling.
In my brain, it was so much. Because remember when Barry Bonds got into steroids?
And allegedly HGH, he denied it.
Well, and HGH, allegedly. But then his body grew five times as big.
He got huge.
But then his head grew 10 times as big. The first, when you said capsized, blood in the water, I thought, I should do the Barry Bonds story. Capsize. HGH in the blood.
It's not
the Barry Bonds story. It's really in my brain. It was so good.
It was better in your brain.
But tell Bill.
Here's the point.
Bill, tell him about my funny pun when you talked about, or not funny pun, how fast it was when you said that your dog was getting a little old. You can't tell the joke. I will. He said.
Is it too soon?
I don't remember.
No, so we were.
I know it was funny because I remember laughing, but I can't recall.
He said, my dog's.
The dog's 14. Callie's,
My dog's 14. Aww. She's getting really old. And I said, last overheard at the Epstein house.
And that was funny.
Pretty good. Right off
that
the top of
was
head.
Witty and funny, and that was pre-fast.
Pre-fast. Post-fast, Jay. Capsize.
Just Callie lays on the couch.
Callie still gets up with me at 3:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Goes outside, eats, hangs out. What are we doing, Dad?
Have you had her for 14 years yet?
Almost.
Yeah. I was thinking it was so funny because you adopted them from someone walking, right?
Yes. That's a true story. It's a crazy story.
It was the weirdest thing when I was thinking about giving my dog to my roommate. And then I was like, I was like people shopping when I took the dog on walks. And people would pet her. And I'd be like, do I ask them?
Because it really happened. It literally happened.
But I gave my dog to my old roommate. And I was thinking about I was sizing people up. I was like, would they be a good future owner?
Because you love the
princess?
Dog, right?
Yes.
And you're not going to give the dog to somebody who's going to treat them poorly.
Yeah.
You know, some sort of lunatic.
No, it was literally Fenway, our golden, had died.
Oh.
And I'm like...
It's a good dog name, Fenway. I like that.
Great,
it's a good dog name.
It was not original. When I went to register her, she was the sixth. They're like, well, you can register her. She's the sixth.
Wow.
Like, there are five other people that had that idea. All Boston fans.
Right.
We were the only ones in New Jersey.
Just Fenway?
Just
Fenway. Not like Fenway, Lincoln, something.
Just Fenway. Right.
Fenway veteran.
Well, Fenway dog.
Like, it would be like Boston and Philly.
Right.
Like.
But so she dies. We were away on vacation.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, that's terrible.
Yeah. So my mother and father-in-law actually had to put her down because she got really sick. Took her to the vet. And it was interesting. Fenway. Oh my God, it's kind of sad.
Yeah.
So Fenway in the vet's office. Went and blocked the door so my in-laws wouldn't leave. She's like, we're all going to share this last moment together. Dogs are very sharp in that last moment. I know, it's kind of sad, right? So I get a call.
Mm-hmm.
So we're and we're at the shore with the kids. So we're like, we're just gonna wait and give this a day or so to sink, because we had company over and a whole thing. I'm like, I can't just announce that the dog is dead.
Right.
13 years. They handled it well.
They did.
They handled it well. And so then I say, as I'm fond of saying, dramatic things, I think we're done with dogs.
Oh boy.
That's not the right thing to say.
No, I ended up with two dogs.
Yeah, so that was
because
wrong.
Jody was on a walk.
Right.
With her friends, and some woman is walking their dogs, and they went literally both dogs right up to her.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Snuggle in. She's like, wow, you're great with dogs. Do you? And Jessica, like, oh, I just lost my dog. Your dogs are great. She's like, do you want them? Long story short, here we are 10 years later.
That's how I got two of my kids. Not the,
Do you want them?
By the way, just real fast, do you want to tell the story about Keen in your pool?
I'm going to let you tell this story. It was a really interesting moment we had.
Am I a terrible father?
So
what?
So there are woods in the back, along the back. So if you don't have to go.
Did he pee in the pool?
He did not. You don't have to go all the way back to the house.
Was he ever invited back?
Yeah. Well, so Jody was accommodating, like, because it was your daughter.
Right.
Who had to go a couple times. And she's like, look, don't worry about it. Go right back there. And, you know, so peeing outside, fine.
Uh-huh.
Keen took it to the next level. And he's like, so,
I can't wait
to pee, and I'll let you.
Well, he said it very reasonably. But first off, he was so excited that he could pee outside. He ran out of the pool the second we told him that he could pee outside.
He knew that was okay.
Right.
So I don't even know if he needed the pee. He just loved the idea of peeing outside. So with all seriousness, he goes, so, what about, where do we stand on pooping? Can I poop? Can I poop outside? And all of us kind of looked at him like, why in what world?
You should have seen our, like, Jody and I are like, I don't know what to say.
Yeah, I don't know where he comes from. But then when we said no, the look of disappointment, like, what? But why? We can pee.
He tried to sell it. And I'm like, well, first of all.
He tried to sell it.
He really wanted to come back.
Pee.
Well, I said, your dad's going to have to get a poop bag from the dog and pick it up. So I'm pretty sure he doesn't want to do that.
He's literally a Labrador Retriever. He really is.
I wasn't sure where that was going to end.
Well, hopefully not in poop.
I was hoping how it would not end, yes, but I...
He's way too old to have...
Yeah, no, he in his brain, it was like, this is perfectly acceptable.
But you could see in his face... that he's like, I'm going to sell this. Like, I got these adults. I'm going to make this logical. It's organic activity. It's like,
well, as someone who's
basically in the woods.
I'm a man. I can poop where I want. Right.
As someone who used to sell timeshares, were you excited to see the look on his face? Like,
look, I've done my share of selling. I'm like,
by the way,
A for effort.
In the Black household, we believe ABP, always be pooping. That's what we've learned.
Unbelievable.
But you should see Glengarry Glen Ross. It's a
keen... Just real quick.
Oh, no. I just want to take
more energy than any kid you've met.
Right.
The kid is nonstop.
He ran laps.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I believe he got into my old Adderall. That's the only thing I can.
I'm
only joking. There's no old Adderall. It's all thrown away, guys.
But he's usually very locked into like a video game.
Yeah.
That's why I noticed.
Right.
I said to Joni, I'm like, no, he comes to the events and we'll
or
sit.
Or like eating, like
yeah,
being polite,
like,
very
totally
sweet.
Totally quiet and disciplined, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. Right, right. Yeah.
I'm not saying he was disciplined.
No,
saying,
when he's,
I love the energy level with boys. I think boys should have that energy. I love it.
Right.
And he's like, and I'm like, whoa, how about that?
Wait, so he didn't pee in the pool? Because that's what I was worried about.
Nobody peed in the pool.
That you know.
There was no, fair enough. Fair question, yes. And that,
sorry.
We're going to make a call. The shock, the pool shocked after the...
No, so far as... Penny's pretty good. She's four now. So she's really good about telling us when she
needs
to.
They are great kids. Independent, totally polite. Mm-hmm. And the only thing... You know, the worst thing about it was Callie, for some reason, was all worked up.
Right.
And eating... Off, like I grabbed, like first ate the hot dog.
My kids kept leaving the food on small tables, and Callie would go, like Callie
pretty much leaving a Callie buffet around. Yeah. Like, I'm just going to leave this right here.
Callie saw an
opportunity. And then go over here.
Callie's line of sight.
Yeah.
So the corn was the problem. She had gas.
Yeah.
So my dog was just sick, and you are supposed to. I googled, and it worked. It fixed her.
What?
You have to like. Make them fast for 24 hours.
Oh, my goodness.
And it helps.
Wow.
Yeah.
fasting.
Where was that during the whole fasting
very
podcast?
Much so. Well, I wasn't going to bring up my dog's poop schedule unless it fit into the conversation perfectly.
All right, well, the dog poop schedule totally fit. So but you dog had diarrhea,
was, she
gas?
She was sick. She had diarrhea for 3 days. And I was
you
like,
get her out of the house in time?
And the third day was a Sunday. So I was like, can't take her to the vet. What do I do? WebMD. And it said, fast them for 24 hours. And it worked perfectly.
Really?
She's fine now.
Any accidents that you had to clean up?
No.
That's
she's house trained.
Wow.
Finally.
I know, but sometimes
it took freaking long enough.
They make, you know.
Yeah, no, she's been going outside and she finally is house trained, but like she doesn't bark at the door. She rings bells.
Oh, that's what we do.
She sits there jingling her bell to like go full play outside.
We have one too.
Yeah, she won't bark.
Yeah, same thing.
But now that she knows it'll get her out, she just sits there jingling the bells to go play outside.
Right. We call it a reverse Pavlov.
Does that. I don't like it.
No, I mean, I don't either, but I think it wasn't working.
Well, no, Bill.
Yeah.
You save the barking for intruder.
I bark when I'm ready for this podcast to end.
That's right. Rough.
Are you done with the podcast?
I start barking and...
My wife just called and texted all bunch saying, I thought you'd be done at 7. I'm like, it's 7:05, lady. It's not like I'm way over.
I think for us, this is really good.
This is great for
us. It's late. We should wrap it up.
Right? We should wrap it up. So we've covered the poop. You've survived the fast.
Next week.
Nobody peed in the pool. Honestly, on the whole, winning couple
weeks.
And
they got to pee outside. That's pretty cool.
Yes.
Right?
By the way, Bill, I didn't tell you. I pooped outside.
I was going to say.
The key.
We didn't see Jay for a few minutes.
The key.
Like, where's Jay?
My son messed up. I told him on the way home. Where you messed up was asking for permission.
You do it and apologize.
Do you it. And,
oh, was I not supposed to poop here?
I was convinced that pooping was okay. I'm Bill. I'm so sorry. I thought that this was okay.
I'm tired. This is an exhausting conversation. But your dog's okay.
I'm just so jealous I missed out on reasoning with him not to poop outside.
That could have been an entire podcast. Reasoning with a kid why it's not okay to poop outside.
But it's okay to pee outside.
It is okay to pee. I don't know why. I mean, I guess poop is a thing. You can't.
Well,
pee
you're something then to clean up.
Right.
Like it's there. Someone could step in.
Wait, you said you'd have to get the dog bag?
Yeah, oh. I was thinking, how am I going to stop this from happening? I don't know if this train is out of control already.
No.
So I'm like, I'm going to put the burden on Jay. I'm like, well, your dad's going to have to pick it up.
Right.
And that kind of set up conversation, like, then Keen started thinking, now I have to deal with my dad on the whole pooping thing.
Right.
It's not just giving permission. He's now involved.
Yeah, and he knows
that. Like, were you going to follow him around with the bag? I wasn't sure how that was going to work.
And you know what? That was a brilliant move, because the thing my son knows more than anything is daddy does not like to be bothered. That's like the number one rule
in
the house.
I went with that. I was going with that.
I would be fine pooping on your property, Bill.
I figured that.
I want that to be clear. That pooping on the Spadia property, that's a bucket list thing. I'm going to do it eventually.
We weren't sure if you guys didn't stop at the end of the driveway and just get out of
it. Oh, yeah, no.
I haven't checked yet.
We've done it.
I will be checking on my way home.
I went to the city planner. I pooped exactly outside your property range. Don't worry. The city's going to take care of it.
Oh, well, at least we have a title.
All right, guys.
All right. So follow me on Twitter at Bill Spadia. Follow Jessica at Chasing Chestnut. And find Jay at...
Oh, I have a thing to give
Duty.
Now. Not a.
Oh, my God. Something real.
Not something fake.
Social media things?
You can find me at fastingdutyhead.com.
All right. Good. Thank you.
But
Where can they really find you?
So not me, but my YouTube company, Exit19 Official. On Twitter. Exit19.
At Exit19.
The number 19 and then official. Exit19 Official. All of our YouTube videos get uploaded daily. You can check them out and they're hilarious and funny. And you can watch me fasting on it. So go do that.
The Speaking Podcast brought to you by our friends at House of Cupcakes, serving you in Princeton, East Brunswick, Clifton, and Saudi Arabia. The winner of Cupcake Wars offers 35 different flavors, perfect for a special occasion or just a sweet treat. HouseofCupcakes.com. The Speaking Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Flemington Car and Truck Country, 16 brands of cars and trucks. I'm a loyal customer buying my last two trucks there and can tell you no one beats the deals or offers better service. Visit Flemington.com. The Speaking Podcast brought to you by our friends at Casa Gennaro's on Route 27 in Kingston. Call 609-683-1212 for reservations. They're open for dinner every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Ask for my favorite special, the Veal Spadia. Best Italian food in Jersey.